views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and if you're new to the show, a big welcome to you. We talk about a lot of metaphysical topics, the angelic realm, living in a higher dimension and how to get there, and just a better way of life from a spiritual approach. So that's what we are all about. We talk about different things. Now, I am not a professional astrologer, but I do read it and watch it because I'm finding that what I'm picking up and what angels give me to share with you, literally, it's been really changing. And I'm adjusting to that as fast as I can, too. It's been amazing. I'm finding some synchronicities and some understanding, and that's how I do my research and my study, just to see what is syncing up, what is a synchronicity, et cetera, et cetera. So today, April's been a very interesting month. We've had an interesting year already. I know. It's a big year, very big year. It's really a big year to put those heavy bags down of negative, you know, thought, letting it go. I mean, the obsessing, the whatever it is you have that holds you back and just keeps you in the past. It's just holding you back. It's not holding anybody else but yourself back. This month in particular has had 5 retrogrades in the planet. And I want to explain a little bit about what that means, because not everybody really understands what does that mean. You hear about Mercury retrograde. What about all the other ones? And if you think of it this way, when we are living in our conscious life, that's our, you know, that's our physical life. That's our reality. That's our consciousness, where we are, our awake, what we're doing, our physical world. When a planet goes retrograde, it brings an energy in to go inward. A lot of people think retrogrades are negative just because, especially Mercury, it gets a bad rap, like, oh, it's going to mess up the computers and communication. Well, there's really a different perspective that can really benefit all of us. And when I discovered this for myself personally, it truly helped me as well. I constantly am learning and growing just like you are. This one, when you go retrograde with a planet, you're actually going inward to the subconscious. It's kind of like the moon is our emotions, the subconscious, the creative, the spiritual side a little bit more, the inside, the internal us. It makes you go in there to see what's in there and what could be pulled out and brought into your conscious world. That's what dreams do, too. You'll notice that when there's a full moon, which is very much a subconscious energy every month, a lot of people dream a whole lot more. The dreams just go, whoa, what was that, right? Not everybody, but if you are tuned into that, you might be feeling that. Well, a retrograde planet is very similar, but it's putting more magnitude to that. So what has happened this month is 5 have overlapped. They all have their own timeline. You know, they start and stop. And direct, when they talk about a planet going direct, that's back moving forward, back to what you know. But when all of a sudden something goes backwards, it kind of shows you where it really is out there, how your how you're reflecting back to yourself, how people are around you and how they're dealing with it, and how we are as a group, like what's happening, right? That's big. That's really big. So we're going to talk about all of them. And Venus has been in retrograde since March 4, I believe. I will go to that. I got a whole thing here of notes that I'm holding because there's just a lot here. And, you know, I did a lot of homework on this so I could give you what I'm seeing in this and what's making sense. Because Gabriel, a couple of weeks ago, came in with really, oh, wow, this is a great month. And, yes, it still is. And then you see and you have people going, well, what about all this going on? Well, absolutely. I'm going to show you the positive aspects of how retrogrades can truly help you. They're incredible. They can really help catapult you in the direction that you want to go. When we fight and resist something, it's going to show a little bit more what that is. It's going to show what's, you know, deep within that needs to come up for healing and releasement and letting go. We really are holding ourselves back if we are still living in the past, because we really shifted into a new frequency this year. And my focus this year with everything that I'm doing, and I'm really taking it one day at a time, not expecting it to go a certain way, just tapping in and letting it flow. And, you know, if you are used to controlling everything or you need to know before, you know, you might be feeling that a little bit more right now. The emotions will be at play with retrograde. This isn't negative at all. That's what I want to share with you. We all have feminine and masculine energy within us. And this will feel like a little bit of a battle between the two, or one may feel threatened by the other. This is all internal, no matter what's going on. And when you realize everything is within you that you need, everything is within you that is your power, we're very much being shown where we need to take our power back and be empowered to really shine our light out in the world. Because as we work with this energy in April, it's absolutely what Gabriel is bringing in. There's so much opportunity. There's so many great things coming through. But we have to do some cleanup. We have to do some homework, and we have to review, and we have to go there. So that's what is happening this month. May looks like it's going to be more of the result of our work that we do here in April. And it's making so much sense. The more I say, it's like, yep, that's lining up. That's making sense. And I have to tell you, a few days ago, I had a wonderful dream for all of us, because I'm always, what do you want me to share? What do you want me to share with everyone this week? And it came through, and all I saw was eights everywhere. I couldn't even count how many eights. The number eight with the infinity, the abundance number, good things, but not just financial. Yes, financial, but not just financial for you guys. And this was a message for me to share with you guys, okay? Not just for me, but for you guys. And for me too, but we all need to take that responsibility for ourselves, not expect it to be given to you or that, you know, it's owed to you. It's you doing your work, your own work. And it was so many of them. I've never seen that before. I get symbols. I've been getting them, and I've got a journal I collect with that. Very interesting things. And this one, I thought, oh, what a great message and excitement. And it came right along with the angels supporting, yes, this is real. And yes, we have to see the other side of what a retrograde is. A retrograde is not negative. It really is not. If you're focusing there, that's probably all you're going to feel or experience with it. It really is an opportunity to see it from the other side of the window, the perspective, kind of like seeing yourself from the inside out versus just the outside on the surface. And it's not, you know, what you have going on is yours, not somebody else's, and vice versa. So don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Let them be. Let them go. If something is toxic to you, a situation, an environment, let it go. Get rid of it. And I don't mean in a violent way. I mean detach from that. And it will be very clear to you. You know, you will see it. You will feel it. These are the things that hold us back. I mean, we are all moving in a direction of ascension to a higher fifth dimension living. That's what I call it, too. I mean, you see it out there, but that's the way I see it. And I know we are all finding our way to this place. And a lot of things have changed in brand new perspectives we've never even thought of before. And if we go through holding on to negative, it'll keep you at the frequency of that belief. What belief do you have within you that retrogrades can help you with right now that you know are not really helping you? They're just holding you in a place of negative energy. Think of it that way. They'll pop up. You'll see them. You'll know what they are. You know, and are you still trying to redundantly do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome? It won't work that way. It won't work that way. You have to move on. Sometimes we just have to go, okay, just let that be. Let it go. Forgive yourself for those choices. Forgive those that were in the choice, you know, whoever, whatever it is, whatever it was about, you got to let it go. Venus came in with that retrograde, and it was really to open our hearts with self-love. It was a big self-love energy. Okay, that's what the Venus retrograde was about. Now, that one is leaving us on April 15th. So it's only a couple more days and then it'll go back. But it came in and it was very strong and it really opened the hearts. You know, you're probably feeling more than you're used to feeling. The physical body is the last to feel anything that we have going energetically. So lots of things going on there. I mean, big deal stuff. Now, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to start really diving in with all of these retrogrades for you guys, because I want to go through them all and help you understand how they can help you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching our live video stream. You can check that out at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We will be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. We're talking about those April 2017 retrogrades that are going on and how they can really help us with our ascension and raising our frequency, healing our lives, where we can find the answers we're looking for. Everything, we say this all the time, everything is within us. This year is about going within, not outside of yourself, really seeing the connection that you have from within. These retrogrades are taking you there. Absolutely. They take you within to see what's on the inside of you. What is there that will come out and reflect back to you that yes, I'm on the right track. What will come back and reflect, okay, not so much in that area. Everybody's going to have a little bit of both because we're always working to improve our lives. Now, we had five, okay? So the first one I mentioned, and let me tell you what they are. We have a total of five that are retrograde in the month of April. Venus, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto. So Venus I brought up first. And Venus is it's the planet of love. It's the awakening of the heart. It really wanted us to open our heart, understand where we lack self-love, because in self-love, we are putting out divine love, okay? You're acknowledging the higher self within you. The self-love is, it's not selfishness. It's really misunderstood by ego, and in that way, that's not what we're talking about at all. It's about honoring that amazing light within you that you are and nurturing it. Absolutely. Because when we go within, we're also using a little bit more of a nurturing or feminine energy and to allow ourselves to receive what we need to help us flourish. That's what that one's about. That one's leaving us and going back direct. So what we've learned in our retrograde, we bring out into our conscious life, okay? So use the time of a retrograde to do that. That one's leaving, going back direct around April 15th, okay? Now, the next one, let's go into Mercury. Oh, yes, Mercury. Of course, Mercury is going to do that right now, right? Mercury is always doing this. And it usually runs pretty fairly often because the way it cycles around. So we are in a Mercury retrograde. That one started on the 9th a few days ago. It'll run until May 3rd, okay? That one's about the communicating. Communicating what? Because it was overlapping with Venus. Communicating from the heart, not from the mind, from the heart. Heart choices, communicating, listening, being understood or misunderstood, that kind of thing. So if you went in and you were feeling a lot of conflict with some of that in that area, or a lot of throat, ear, nose, throat stuff going on, or, you know, just trying to clearly speak or communicate in any way, we communicate with our emotion and our energy when we're going inside like that because we're feeling all of that. So that one's very interesting, the two lined up with that. You might find a glitch or two with electronics. I usually expect it. And then it just is like, whatever happens, happens. You know, that's been the best way to live through stuff like that. Because we go through Mercury a lot, right? That one is the one that comes through often. But in this one in particular, we have this Venus influence about, where are we in the heart? Are we communicating where we are in our heart? Do we need to do a little more work in our hearts, opening up and bringing that love? We're allowed to receive and send love in a very positive, divine way. Love is unconditional. It doesn't try to control or hold. Real, true love, it doesn't try to control or hold or manipulate. It has none of those energies. Revenge, you know, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't have that. It isn't about that. When you truly have a love that comes from within, you're making sure that you resonate that way. You're doing what you need as a priority to send that out. And you're allowing somebody else to do it the way they need to. Not trying to make sure they do it the way you think is right. You know, that's really a big one. And we kind of see a little bit of a mixed bag in that, in groups or just everything the world's feeling right now. It's all over the place. But you need to go in here, because when we go in here individually and that light shines, wow, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, what can we do if we find that we're in there, we're not communicating, we want to feel the love, but maybe we're communicating not so much, or maybe we're feeling the insecurities, or maybe we're feeling some of the negative emotions. How can we heal that? Give yourself a few minutes with just feeling filled with light. And I'm going to add a color to it. Kind of a golden white light would really be beneficial this year. I've always been drawn to that color, but, you know, and I never really knew why I would see that in dreams and stuff. But now I'm really seeing that color is really helping. It's kind of a golden, like a sunlight, like the bright yellow part of the sun, if you were looking at it, you know. And you just kind of fill yourself with that. And it's very healing, very warm, and it feels like a lot of love energy. You know, just do that. If you can't figure out where you are on this, just do that for a little bit and then come back and reassess where you feel like you're coming from. It'll let you know, these retrogrades will let you know where you're coming from, for real. If you're being misunderstood a lot, there's some work to do inside. If you are having outbursts, or you're attacking another, or, you know, that kind of thing emotionally, you have some work to do inside. It isn't about them. It's about you. And I'm doing the same thing, guys. I do the same thing. So that's what these two together will do. Now, like I said, that Mercury retrograde is going to be happening until, what did I say? Oh, there it is. May 3rd. Okay. May 3rd. So the other one, Jupiter. Wow, Jupiter. Jupiter is really cool. Now, Jupiter, that one has been going. That one started in February 6th, will go till June 9th. You see how they're kind of on their own timeline, but overlapping. They're overlapping. So here you go. Jupiter is the one that brings in, you know, that's where, you know, you hear that lady luck for, you know, that pink moon we just had, or that energy. You know, here's where the success, this is what Gabriel was talking about a couple of weeks ago. This is the energy that's coming in that wants to bring all your projects to fruition and really you shine your light, your unique way, your own thing, not somebody else's, and loving every minute of it. Jupiter brings that. It helps you reevaluate your goals. It helps you decide if you're on the path you really want to be on, or change course, change direction, fine-tune, or drop it completely and go another way. Where is the energy? So Jupiter retrograde is going to help with that, and it has been here since February. It'll be here till June, so you have some opportunity there to work with that one. You see how they're overlapping. It's kind of interesting. It's like, okay, I'm going to open my heart, Venus. I'm going to communicate clearly that I want to send and receive divine love and allow everyone their freedom, and I have mine. And then Jupiter is going to help me reach my greatest potential. It'll help you reach yours. It'll help us do that. It's a really, to me, it's very positive. I look forward to the retrogrades now. I used to go, oh, no, a retrograde, what's going to happen? Retrogrades, man, they really need to be seen in the positive light that they truly are. So that's what I want to project to you today. Now, that one is Also, Jupiter is about, what is your intuition telling you? Trust it. Are you trusting it? Listen to your heart. Are you trusting? See, they're all tied together. Are you communicating and listening to your own intuition? There's Mercury again. You can bring them all together and see how they tie together and how, wow, what a powerful month this really is. That's really going to move mountains, right? Now, Saturn. Okay, we had Saturn. Saturn, it will go retrograde on April 16th. That one's not quite here. Three more days. And it will stay in retrograde till August 25. So it's going to be in a few more days, April 16 to August 25. And this one, at the same time, we have all that, wow, awesome stuff going on. We have, okay, we got to look at what's holding you back. What are the blocks? What are the beliefs that need to go away? That kind of thing. What is deep in those deep recesses of your subconscious that you are just so, you know, you avoid, maybe at one point in your life, it was a really big, scary thing, but maybe now's the time to reassess that, you know, look at it. Yeah, you'll probably have some emotions with it. Who doesn't? But look at it. Okay. Look at it, guys. Look and see what it can do for you. Saturn's a big one, okay? It's accepting, okay, I made this choice to go this route in business. I mean, it didn't work out so good. And it's not about blaming somebody. It's about accepting that you made that choice. And, okay, I just make another choice. We've got to get out of that blame game, guys. You know, there is no, it isn't about that anymore. That's old. That's gone. We're in a new beginning this year. And I honestly, personally, don't want to waste a moment of this incredible new beginning because, you know, it's the opportunity with a clean slate to start fresh. And, you know, okay, you try it. Oh, let me pull back. Not quite. Let me try again. And letting go, forgiving yourself for that choice. Don't try to be a perfectionist with that. It's being accepting of it. So there we go. Now we have one more to do, but we got to take a break. So when we come back, we'll keep going and we'll share a little bit more about these retrogrades. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and hello out there to the chat over in the video live stream. We will be right back after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show, on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Hi, guys. We're back, and I guess we're having a little bit of retrograde humor here. I mean, wow, if you were in the video, we had some interesting rewind. We'll edit that later so it won't be so annoying in the archive. But I was laughing and trying to like, okay, here we go. And that's what I mean. Nothing is perfect, so let it go. Now, hello, everybody out there. Back at you guys. It's great to see you guys in the live video chat. So welcome to the show if you're watching that way. We're also live streaming with WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and TransformationTalkRadio.com, our network. We want to say big thank you to them. So we are everywhere, whether it's audio or video. So we've talked about a few of the retrogrades. We talked about four of them. Now we want to talk about Pluto. Pluto is also retrograde, and that one goes retrograde on April 20th. So that one's not quite here yet, okay? And that one will be guiding, you know, deeper into the subconscious. Now we're going even deeper into the subconscious, into the deep corners, the darkest. That one will take you to the darker parts of you that need the light within you to shine. And so it gives you opportunity to go into those dark corners of those closets and that stuff that's been tucked away that needs to come up and out. Healed, loved, that part of you that needs love too. And the retrograde gives you opportunity to find it a little bit easier. So those parts might feel a little bit, whoa, okay? But what do we do when we find any of that stuff that Saturn or Pluto brings up? We shine the light on the dark parts. We shine love. We love that side of us. We're finding them. We're being given the opportunity to discover them so that we can love that part of us too. Because when you love all of you, you have that to give out to the world in a very positive way. We are shining our light. When I talk about shining the light, we're shining. I'm going to put that down for a minute. Oh, that's heavy. When we're shining our light, we are letting the world see the love, the divine spark within us. That is the part you're tapping into. That amazing part of you that isn't the ego, that isn't this physical world. It's the soul part of you. It's the higher self. What, you know, there's lots of different names you can call it, but you're tapping into that. You're learning to really get to know that part of you and let it take up a bigger part of inside of you. If you feel like your light is very small, there's a little bit of work to shining the light brighter to get rid of the dark recesses in there. And it's not even to get rid of them. It's to accept them. It's accepting that all of this is you. All of this is who you are. And then loving and nurturing those parts that need a little bit more and bringing them in. And then now they meld and mesh and they ascend with you, but not in a negative way. That's gone. Because when you get up into the higher frequencies, you don't take all that lower, heavy, dense energy with you. Now, some of you might be really feeling some more than others. It just depends on where you are in your path of growth. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is when you look at the planets and their distance, I mean, how far away they are, the way they cycle around, The closest ones are probably going to have the strongest influence, and then as they're further away, a little bit weaker. And when they're closer, okay, that's part of it with this whole retrograde thing. So that's why Venus is so strong. Okay, Venus is pretty close to us and will be. This whole year is kind of about the relationships with yourself, with others, your relationship to the perspective, your relationship with your beliefs, you know, how you approach everything, how you receive everything. So this is a gold mine opportunity in April, guys, gold mine, to really clean it up on the inside and feel very empowered from the inside and bring it to the outside. And that's really what will happen. We go in, we learn what we need to learn, and then we bring it out. So there we go with that. So with that, I believe we have a caller, Brian.
Oh, yes. Why don't we do that right now? From the Sunshine State of Florida, here is Yulia. Welcome to our program.
Hello.
Hi there. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Julia.
Julia. Okay. Julia. Hi, Julia. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you? Did you have a question?
Yes, please. Well, I was calling about relocating, but listening to you discuss about Saturn and what's holding me back, any blocks or beliefs, I thought maybe that might be a good way to go, because I want to relocate after a huge life transition, but I do have some anxieties and, you know, concerns, because I was married for over 30 years, and now I'm single again, so this is me doing it all on my own, you know, finding a place to live and employment and finding my niche in the world.
Right.
It's a me, not a we.
Wow.
So,
I hear you. And 30 years of it being a certain way, and then all of a sudden, whoa, okay, feel like, whoa, I got to learn how to ride a bike again. It almost feels like that, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just,
and I'm 55
everything
now,
just feels
so
like
be doing
awkward.
It midlife. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
starting over
here's
midlife.
The thing, and I'm glad you've tuned into this show, because this is, wow, I'm getting a chill, because this is really strong for you that I'm picking up. But first of all, the anxieties are, it's more of a trusting, because this month in particular is taking us more to an emotional feeling and feminine side of us. If that felt suppressed in any way for the past 30 years, and I'm not saying anybody did that to you, I'm just saying if you didn't feel like you could be you, you were just going along to keep peace or whatever your situation was, okay, I'm just talking in general. Now it's bringing you inside to pull out who you really are. You'll go through a process, probably, you know, not instantaneously, not, it won't be overnight, it won't be fast, but you will probably go through a process of getting to know who you are. And the more you learn to trust, this is what feels good for me, and not being afraid to make a mistake. You probably make a couple, but don't be afraid of them. So you can do that and with a safety net, so to speak, by, you know, take baby steps in the direction that look interesting to you and feel it out a little bit, kind of like trying a shoe on for size and walking around to see if you like it. And don't be afraid that if you make a choice and that's not working, that you have to stay that way. You can change your mind. A lot of people don't realize they can change their mind.
Yeah.
Does that make sense
to
you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. You really are in a place where you're rebirthing you. And you're coming out into the world, and the world to see who you are and what you can bring to the world. So you take that insight and those feelings, and you go at your pace. But honestly, work with this interesting energy right now, because, and the timing that you have to go out on your own and do what you're doing, wow, you know, because the feminine energy needs to feel empowered. It needs to move up and be equal. No more suppressing of that with any of us, whether you're male or female. We all have that side of us that needs to not be suppressed anymore. Doesn't mean we have to go out and attack and be angry. We just need to direct that energy into positive ways. But Julia, I have to go to break. Boy, those breaks come fast. But I wanted to say thank you for calling in, because your situation, I know a lot of people could resonate with that. And thank you for sharing that with the listening audience.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Wow, we got to take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap the show up. Woo, retrogrades. Okay, let's see if we can do this a little better this time.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's Silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. Hi there. We are back, and we're back for the last segment. We've been talking about the April 2017 retrogrades and how they bring us into our subconscious, how they're drawing and pulling us inside, and what we can do to make the most of that opportunity. So a couple of tips now for while we're in this, right, you know, right before we leave here, I want to give you some tips on what you can do to, hang on a minute, I got to get my, there we go, my notes here. Okay. There's a lot of them, and we're going in and out of them, some together at the same time, some not, but a lot of them starting, ending, flowing in April. Now, journaling, any kind of creative activity, being out in nature, taking moments to just close your eyes and don't try to meditate, just be, okay? Just be. Practicing to just be is going to be perfect for right now. There's no way to do that. You just find a way to take a moment. You don't have to keep spinning your wheels, trying to keep up. Oh no, I had this, I had that, you know, and you know, it's kind of going with the flow. Each day may bring something unexpected, and it's an opportunity to practice to go with the flow. Don't worry about it being perfect. I mean, we don't even do this show perfect. We do our best, right? So, but we are, you know, we're doing everything from sincere and within the heart. And when life kind of throws the lemons, right? You know, you hear make lemonade. That is a very positive, optimistic thought here and viewpoint for retrogrades. Okay, here comes this interesting stuff I need to deal with on the subconscious. What can I do with this? Why is this coming up? Why am I having to think about that again? You know, that kind of stuff. There's a reason for everything. And instead of it being a negative, if you go there, stop, say, okay, hang on, I'm going to change that. Just correct it. Correct it when it happens. If you feel like you're going down that path of, oh, no, not, you know, that, just stop right there and say, you know what, I'm not doing that. Not going to go there anymore. I'm going to change this right now because this is my opportunity for change. Jupiter's in retrograde too, remember? That's where the good stuff is. And Venus with the heart, so you're going to have your heart passions. Jupiter, you know, they work together, right? When we come back direct with all of this, we're going to have a much better understanding of the direction and the path we want to go. That's what's fantastic about all of this. Now, I want to share with you, I was talking about like a sunny golden light for meditation. Right before we go off the air, just listen to me for just a moment. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes. If you're driving, then wait later, okay? Please don't do that if you're driving. And I know we have some in the car listening, so, you know, sense of humor there, but please don't do that. But if you take a moment to close your eyes when you can and think of that beautiful sunshine on a sunny day. It's bright. Usually you might have sunglasses. You don't want it in your eyes, but this isn't hurting your eyes. You can feel the energy pulsating and allow that color to fill you up completely. Work with your chakras with this color. You know, we have all those colors with all the chakras, red, orange, yellow, you know, all the different colors. Try using that sunny yellow, golden white color because it's a very high divine color. It's a high frequency color. It comes from a higher dimension, higher than fifth, I think seventh. I think it's seventh. I'd have to look at notes. You know, I've got stacks of everything everywhere, but I think it's seventh. I know it's higher. It's a couple higher. And it fills you and cleanses all of those chakras, all the energy inside of you that doesn't feel right or feels like it's weighing you down, just let it fill you up. If you took a couple of minutes here, there, two or three times a day and use that color, you might be quite surprised how you feel. You might feel energized. You might feel like, wow, it doesn't feel so heavy anymore. I feel like I can pick up and go. You may find that you can see clearer. You might find that your optimism is coming in. Give it a try. I mean, you're the one doing the visualization. You're the one working with it. Nobody's doing anything to you. And I'm not even trying to talk you into anything. I'm trying to suggest something to try. Everything that I share with you, I'm sharing from what I've experienced, what I've studied, and what I have learned. Take it or leave it. If it resonates with you, then dive in a little deeper and see what it can do for you. If not, keep looking for what does, because everybody's got to find their way in this, and we have to make choices, and we have to be our own teachers a little bit in this one. But, you know, as a teacher in this, I'm just sharing whatever I have. If it helps you navigate a little bit, oh, let me try this, let me try that. That's really where I'm coming from. So I'm giving it to you completely from my heart to you, and you can take it or leave it. What I find is that there's always a positive perspective to everything in life, everything. even in the darkest hours. There is a positive that will show itself to you if you're willing to see it. If you have the intention to see it, if you want to see it, do you want to ascend or do you want to stay in that? It's time for victim mode to go away. It's time to be, you know, making people your victim, you know, trying to do that to people. It's just time for that to go away. That's gone. And it just doesn't resonate with where we're moving to now. So if we were to focus on how we can be the best we can be and put out the best in the world, we don't need to be worrying about what everybody else is doing. They need to be doing that. We need to take responsibility within ourselves for our own soul's growth. So that's what these retrogrades have given opportunity to here in April. A lot of opening heart. You're going to feel it. A lot of you may be feeling things coming up in waves physically, like all kinds of, you know, body aches, cold, you know, whatever might be happening. You know, we have logic. Okay, I'm getting a cold, whatever. But why is the immune system going, whoa? What does your body need to keep it nurtured? Because the body follows wherever the frequency is to you and your energy and your soul, your spirit. It will calibrate to that. So if you're growing leaps and bounds on an energetic level, then the body will have to detox the denser stuff too. It will come after the fact. Okay, brand new flush of energy comes in, and now the body catches up. So you might find that that happens. Think, what can I give my body to support it, clean it out, detox it? What can I do to nurture it? Give it what it needs. Give it what it needs. It might need rest. It might need more water. It might need more sunshine. It might need different foods. You might find cravings for foods. That's part of it, guys. If you're going through this cycle of, oh, this really cool inward journey awakening, and then you go through a little bit of that, you are awakening and you are ascending, because that's just evidence that it's purging it out. The body will detox and get rid of it. It's like, oh, this is the program that needs to go away. So it'll, you know, detox it out. It'll go away. That's really what a cold does to you. A lot of things like that are. So I'm absolutely not saying to ignore if you need any kind of medical treatment. I'm not saying to do that. I'm saying energetically, it's not going to hurt you to take good care of your body as well, because it will fall and follow, and it will need a healthy vehicle to handle a higher frequency being, which is you. Does that make sense, guys? I hope so. Because, whoo, what a show. We are out of time, and it was great to be back with you. I wish everyone a beautiful holiday this weekend for those celebrating. And I pray that you are all safe and that you find this retrograde time an opportunity for great things in your life. Thank you so much for listening and watching, and we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.